And if we're eating pie, put a towel down, right, Heidi?
Oh, hell yeah. And we're drinking Prosecco. Oh, yeah, buddy.
Both on men.
You've just named my anniversary dream date.
Speaking of that, happy anniversary, babe. It's our anniversary today.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, me and Carmen married 23 years today. Wow. So.
And they said it wouldn't last, and by they, I mean you.
But yeah, by they, yeah, me and her, and everyone who knows us said it wouldn't last. But yeah. But it has, you know, we've been through a lot, you know. But if there was ever a pair that was probably destined to be, it was us. So, yeah. I love you, babe. I know you're probably still in bed.
Yeah, she ain't awake.
In the 23 years that we've been together, you haven't got your ass out of bed to make me breakfast once. So, thank you so much, babe.
You need to stop talking. You do so good.
You know,
and then
there's so many women out there who, like, their guys get up early. The 6 o'clock guys going out there to go and build this great country of ours and keep it running in the dark, and their wives get up and break them breakfast, and they pack them a lunch and get their thermos all ready with some hot coffee. And in the 23 years, I haven't seen her face once before I left for work.
Frank, in your anniversary speech as your attorney, I would say just stop it at happy anniversary, babe. I love you very much. If there's any pair that we're destined to be together, it's me and you. Stop talking.
I mean, that was what I said. I mean,
we can just cut that part out first.
Yeah.
I should have left you a long time ago. I obviously love you.
Yeah, okay. So maybe we cut out just that part and send it to her and let her hear that part and not the rest.
My God.
Everybody, if you're listening, don't tell her he kept talking.
Could have put just a little effort.
Just tell her. He gave you a lovely shout out on the radio this morning. Aww.
And like I said, she's not even up. She's not hearing it.
Yeah, but her friends will tell her.
Her friends ain't up either. My God. Birds of a feather sleep
together. We're very popular.
Sleep in together.
What would you say her biggest complaint about you is? I'm sure there's a whole list, but the one that just keeps coming up, it's like, oh, God, if he just was this, then it'd be so much better.
Probably displays of affection.
Oh.
You know? Like the kissing her and stuff.
Yeah.
You guys hold hands when you're walking down, you know, the boardwalk?
Sometimes, like, she'll reach up, hold my hand, and we'll hold hand for probably about 4 or 5 steps, and I let go.
Okay. Does your hand get sweaty? Is that what the...
No, he's got dry hands. That's not even an issue for him.
It's just... Okay.
She's got clammy hands?
Dumb.
He doesn't want people to know he's got somebody who wants to walk on the boardwalk all single.
He's dumb over here.
What are we in the 6th grade on a date? Did your mom drop you off so we could go out?
This is my girl. Come on, shut up.
But not your grandparents. Grandparents go...
I'll hold a baby's hand. Jesus Christ, of course. We're crossing the street.
No, I'm saying your grandparents now. You'd hold each other's hand because that's cute.
See what I mean? I don't want to be cute for other people. Kiss my ass.
Oh, God.
But yeah.
Amazing.
Happy anniversary, babe. Love you.
That was the sweetest thing I ever heard.
I should write for Hallmark.
You should.
You should.
Anniversary cards.
I'm not going to be sweet for other people. Now kiss my ass. Signed, yours truly. Love you forever.
I would hold your hand more, but F them.
You never make me breakfast, but I still love you.
Where's my thermos of coffee, bitch? Love, Frank. On our special day.
She's never cracked a beer for you?
Probably. I don't know.
You know, before 8 a.m.?
She's gotten up and said,
before
hey,
8 a.m.? No, not before 8 a.m.
No, never. Well.
She's taking a mini beer out of my hand. You don't need any more. What?
Oh, boy. Oh, dear.
All right.
Oh, dear.
So I always have one in my pocket.
He does always have pocket beers. That's why the cargo pants.
That's true.
I don't wear cargo pants.
Well, where do you keep the beer? I thought that was your penis. Tall boy.
It's not a Michelob Ultra in my pocket.
It's a microbrew.
It's just what a sample taster.
Oh, you got a little head on it.
Half pint.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.